President William McKinley is re-elected to a second term, and aspiring trustbuster Theodore Roosevelt is installed as vice president, a clever play to silence his influence. With McKinley in office for another 4 years, John Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan have the freedom to expand their empires to unprecedented heights. In September of 1901, President McKinley travels to Buffalo to give a speech heralding America's prosperity. But that prosperity hasn't reached everyone. Many are still struggling to survive, and they're fed up with McKinley's close relationship with big business. Leon Czałgosz is a former factory worker who recently lost his job at a company J.P. Morgan took over during the creation of U.S. Steel. As Czałgosz struggled, he took refuge in the growing anarchist movement. He becomes convinced that the government is helping the rich exploit the poor, and he's determined to put an end to it.